Good evening again, folks. If you have watched our morning or evening service today and you're tuning in for this short book review, we really appreciate that. I know that maybe for some it's been a long day and you've listened to a lot already, but we've been doing a few simple Christian book reviews over the last few Lord's Day evenings, and tonight I just want very simply to give a review of one of the old Christian classics. You know, as a young Christian, maybe 20 years ago or thereabouts, I took a great interest in reading. I never enjoyed reading all that much at school, but whenever I began to really walk with the Lord in my late teenage years, I began to get a hunger and a thirst to learn more about the Word of God and began to inquire about good, sound, solid Christian literature. And so many books at that time had a wonderful impact upon my life. I remember buying different theological works. Maybe didn't read all of them as much as I should have. I should dig into them a little bit more. Louis Burkhoff, Robert Dabney, and books like that. But there's one book that stands out as being a great, great book on, I suppose, simple, fundamental Christian doctrines, things that are fundamental to the faith, and it's this book, What the Bible Teaches, by Dr. R.A. Torrey. It's a classic volume of Christian literature. R.A. Torrey had a tremendous intellect. He had a very legal mindset. And if you ever read some of his gospel sermons, there's a little book called Revival Addresses with Gospel Sermons by R.A. Torrey. And he's very easy to read, very simplistic in his laying out of the gospel. He presents his arguments simply and solidly from Scripture. Then he brings a challenge to the listener and draws things to a logical conclusion and then points people to the cross. His layouts in his gospel ministry, very, very clear and very, very logical. And so it is with this book, What the Bible Teaches. There's just something about its simplicity and how it's arranged systematically that make it a very, very helpful and concise volume to read in any fundamental area of Christian truth or Christian doctrine. He gives a subject heading, then he gives specific verses about that subject, and then he will summarize the verses and give a simple proposition that really defines what the Bible teaches on any given subject. It doesn't follow any particular theological bias, whether dispensational or reformed or Arminian or Pentecostal. It doesn't go down those lines at all, but just simply states the scripture verses as they're correlated on a given subject. And then without maybe much by way of explanation, gives a simple, self-explanatory proposition that proves beyond all shadow of a doubt what the Bible teaches on any given subject. For example, if you wanted to understand what does the Bible teach about the personality of the Holy Spirit, Mr. Torrey in his book, What the Bible Teaches, summarizes the importance of the doctrine and then begins to give what the Bible teaches about the personality of the Holy Spirit. He lists several verses that speak about the use of personal pronouns. John 15:26. John 16:7, 8, 13, and 14. And having looked at those verses that give the personal pronouns he, him, himself to the Holy Spirit, he gives his first proposition to prove the personality of the Holy Spirit. Various pronouns that clearly imply personality are repeatedly used for the Holy Spirit. And then he gives verses that show the personal characteristics ascribed to the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2:10-11, Romans 8:27, Romans 15:30, Nehemiah 9:20, Ephesians 4:30. And then he says grief is ascribed to the Holy Spirit. He proves from Scripture that the Holy Spirit thinks, feels, purposes, knows, wills, loves, and grieves, and then gives a second proposition: many characteristics that only a person can possess are ascribed to the Holy Spirit. Then he gives verses that speaks about the acts that are ascribed to the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 10, Revelation 2 verse 7, the Holy Spirit speaks. Galatians 4 6, the Holy Spirit crieth out. Romans 8 26, the Holy Spirit maketh intercession. John 15 26, the Holy Spirit gives testimony. John 14, 26, the Holy Spirit teaches. Romans 8, 14, the Holy Spirit leads and directs. Acts 16, 6 and 7, the Holy Spirit gives commandment. And then he gives a third proposition: many acts that only a person can perform are ascribed to the Holy Spirit. And that's how he goes. He gives all of the scriptures, correlates them, and then gives a simple proposition. And so it's a wonderful way of just learning what the Bible teaches on any of the fundamental issues of the faith. So if you're a student of the Bible, if you're a pastor, or if you're a lay preacher, or if you're a youth worker, or if you're a Bible class leader, or a Sunday school teacher, or you're involved in outreach ministry, this is a wonderful book to have in your library. What the Bible Teaches by Dr. R.A. Torrey. He was the successor of D.L. Moody in the Moody Bible Institute. He was also the pastor of the Moody Memorial Church in Chicago. He was a preacher. He was a teacher. He was a lecturer. But first and foremost, he was an evangelist. And along with men like Charles Alexander, he traveled the world and saw thousands of people brought to the Savior. And this is perhaps his most famous work, What the Bible Teaches. I'm sure you can get it on Amazon and on eBay. It deals with the coming again of Christ, the names of the Holy Spirit, the new birth, assurance of eternal life, the work of angels, the existence of Satan, the deity of Christ, the character of Christ, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and many, many other subjects, the coming again of Christ. Heartily recommend it to you, What the Bible Teaches. If you don't have it in your library, well worth having, and we know that God will bless you as it helps you to study the Word of God a little bit further. God bless you, and we'll see you during the week for some of the devotions.